Welcome back to today's Lally Radio Sports page. I'm Tyler Crabb. Today we're catching up with Central College baseball coach Adam Carey, who's recapping Central's first American Rivers Conference Series win at the University of Dubuque since 2012.
With our continuing coverage of Central College athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, following their series win over the University of Dubuque, Game 3, one that unfortunately will be one that the Dutch want to forget about. Let's start there, coach, because I know we want to highlight the positives a lot more prominently, but game number three just didn't feel like the bats ever really got going, and just kind of a rough start defensively for your squad as well.
Yeah, you know, in game three, not an ideal way to end the series, but bats never got hot. We didn't play clean defense. We weren't getting ahead on the mound in the strike zone, and at the end of the day, when you're playing against good teams like Dubuque, it's going to be hard to end on top. When you're not starting ahead on the mound and you're not putting good at-bats together.
And, you know, we look at the way that this series played out. I mean, it was a really strong opening game, a second game. How much do you kind of feel like maybe that factored into the way that the start of that game played out, that third one where you came out really hot on Friday, you were really hot at the plate in game number two there, the three-game set. Third game, maybe just a little bit on maybe hangover from the effects of those first two, you think, maybe a little bit?
I would say, you know, thinking about the first two games and thinking about the way game three started, it was more of a situation where UD came out ready to play in game three. And they jumped us a little bit, and our guys didn't quite know how to respond. So I think it's a great thing that we can take and learn moving forward. I wouldn't call it a hangover or anything like that or a lack of focus. I would just more call it we got punched in the mouth, and we didn't respond the way that we did in the first two games.
Fair enough. And we talked enough about that one. Let's move on to the positive.
That's
as we mentioned, two out of three here at the University of Dubuque going on the road and picking up conference wins is always a great thing, and you did so behind some phenomenal pitching. Mark Kinney threw really well in game two. You also started with Jackson Torbett on Friday, who threw really well and also had some good relief as well throughout the entire series. Let's just talk there. What impressed you the most about the pitching here in the opening weekend of American Rivers Conference play?
Yeah, I'll start with game one of the series. You know, with the way Jackson pitched, he just attacked the zone all day. And he was living ahead. He was staying ahead. He was trusting the defense behind him. And our defense played phenomenally behind him while our bats kind of heated up throughout game one. I was really happy with the way that Bryce came in as well yesterday in the eighth and ninth and just shut it down. Didn't let them breathe. So that was very impressive. I was pumped with the way that those guys competed all day yesterday. And then game one today, you know, Mark came in. He didn't quite have his best stuff today. Yeah, he came in, he competed with what he had, and he found a way to get outs with what he had. And at the end of the day, when he came out of the game, we had a chance to win. And then when we went to the bullpen to Breyer, Breyer came in and attacked the zone and made the defense work behind him, forced the bats to make the defense work behind him. And a lot of young guys that, you know, young guys that you're hearing right now, and they're competing like they're a lot older than they are. And that's something that really impresses me, just the maturity of those guys on the mound.
I can imagine so. And let's talk about the bats, too, as we're talking to Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team. Game number one of our doubleheader here on Saturday is primarily the focal point that I've got there. I mean, Dom De La Paz had a great day at the plate there with the three RBIs, had the solo or the two-run homer there in the third inning. Max Steinlage had a great day at the plate as well. And overall, just a lot of very competitive at-bats there that allowed them to kind of wear down the pitcher for Dubuque and be able to get some hits against a solid pitcher here in Angel Reyes.
Yeah, Angel's a really talented arm. He's going to be a nightmare for us in years to come. I was really impressed with the way that our bats went about their business throughout the whole weekend, but specifically in game two, problem solving up and down the lineup, Max's consistency in the box, the way that Dom got to the plate for that home run in the third. Steinlage takes a really good at-bat and gets walked, I believe, with a full count. Then Dom comes up and hits a home run, and that really kind of charged our offense. That was really, really exciting. Just mature at-bats throughout that first game today.
And got to talk on the defensive side of things, too. I know we talked in game three. It wasn't necessarily the cleanest defensive game, but game number two, I mean, as a kid, I remember watching the Web Gym segment. Braden Sawyer and Chance Dreyer felt like they could have just made their own Web Gym's highlight segment today by themselves. I mean, they were all over the place. There were several great defensive plays made by your squad, and just overall great focus on the defensive end of the field.
Yeah, Braden Sawyer is an absolute vacuum at third base. Like, there's not a ball that he doesn't think he can get to, which is why he gets to so many. He plays with such confidence, and he attacks everything. He made some phenomenal plays, and yesterday, actually, he had a diving play in game one today that he got to and threw it across, got the out. Yesterday, same exact ball, and he dove a little bit late, and he came into the – it was a double. He came in after the half inning and said, I got to get to that ball. I'm going to get to it next time it's hit. Sure enough, the next day comes out, that play happens. He comes in, he goes, told you. You know, he just has so much confidence on the corner. And the way Chance plays, too, at second, at first, wherever we put him, he's always going to find a way to make a play. It might not always be the prettiest, but he's going to find a way, and I love that about their mentality.
And, Coach, we talk about this weekend, a great three-game series here for the Dutch, be able to take two out of three to open up American Rivers Conference play. I know you're happy about that, a 10-5 start overall. You now get a week off to kind of get back to practice, work on some of those things that you didn't necessarily want to see at the end of this series, but a chance to go pick up a couple more against Co at home next weekend. What's kind of the mentality going into this week to kind of prepare for that one to ensure that you can go take another series in American Rivers Conference play?
Yeah, I think step one is to learn from what mistakes were made today. A lot of mistakes were made by younger guys that have a lot that don't have much experience yet. So it's just a matter of how are we going to handle those mistakes as learning lessons instead of mistakes that we're going to take moving forward. So I think step one, learn from the mistakes this weekend, learn from the good also, and take that in into practice every day throughout the week so we can clean a couple things up. And then when Co comes to town next Friday, we got to be ready to play. That's a great program. And Steve Cook's an awesome coach. We've got a lot of respect for what he's done there.
Absolutely. Coach Carey, appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing you next Saturday over there at Central's Field against Co. And best of luck throughout practices this week.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Once again, that was Central College baseball coach Adam Carey recapping Central's first American Rivers Conference Series win at the University of Dubuque since 2012 here on today's Landley Radio Sports page.